From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. America's top intelligence chiefs have warned lawmakers the U.S. is under constant cyber attack from a host of countries. Dan Coats is director of national intelligence.
The United States is under attack. Under attack by entities that are using cyber to penetrate virtually every major action that takes place in the United States.
Coats cited Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran, as well as other states, terror organizations, transnational criminal groups, and individuals who he said use cyber operations to achieve what he called their strategic and malign objectives. Coats, citing Russian meddling in the 2016 election, said they're at it again this year.
There should be no doubt that Russia perceived that its past efforts as successful and views the 2018 U.S. midterm elections as a potential target for Russian influence operations.
He said such persistent and disruptive cyber operations attempt to undermine democracy in both the U.S. and Europe. Russia has denied such interference. Coates also warned time is running out for the U.S. to act on the nuclear threat posed by North Korea. He forecast more nuclear tests this year, described Pyongyang as a potential existential threat. South Africa's ruling African National Congress has ordered President Jacob Zuma to step down, but gave no timeline to do so. Ace Magashule is the ANC's Secretary General.
When we recall our deployee, we expect our deployee to do what the organization expects him to do. So I don't know what will happen, but let's leave it to President Jacob Zuma.
75-year-old Zuma, plagued by years of corruption allegations, has indicated he'll respond to the order by Wednesday. The party said his continued presence could erode the renewed hope and confidence among South Africans. This is VOA News. Another world leader faces political trouble is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who said on national television Tuesday that a police recommendation he be indicted on corruption charges will end in nothing. Mr. Netanyahu said multiple investigations have been launched during his tenure with explosive headlines and police recommendations. All such attempts, he said, will end without anything. Police recommended the Attorney General indict Mr. Netanyahu in two cases, one involving a wealthy benefactor, the other a newspaper publisher, for bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. Merav Mikhaili is a member of parliament.
The reason why we in the opposition believe that Netanyahu should remove himself from office is not only because of what he suspects off, but because the way he attacked all of the establishments of the democracy of Israel on his way to try and clean himself from
Mr. Netanyahu denies any wrongdoing and intends to complete his fourth term in office. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley dismissed denials by Myanmar, also known as Burma, that it engaged in ethnic cleansing in Western Rakhine State, where hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims have fled a security crackdown.
To make sure no one contradicts their preposterous denials, they are preventing access to Rakhine to anyone or any organization that might bear witness to their atrocities.
Haley, who cited reports of the existence of mass graves, also called for the release of two detained Reuters journalists. Despite existence of a repatriation agreement between Myanmar and Bangladesh, UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi warned conditions are not right for the voluntary return of the Rohingya. U.S. Military Commander Lieutenant General Jeffrey Harigian Tuesday said U.S. warplanes acted in self-defense when they attacked an approaching government force in Deir ez-Zor province.
On the evening of February 7th, the coalition acted in self-defense where coalition advisors were present to support SDF from a hostile force launching an unprovoked, coordinated attack across the Euphrates River against an established SDF position.
Reports indicate Russian military contractors were among the more than 100 killed. 2 days after the crash of a Russian twin-engine passenger plane that killed all 71 on board, the TASS news agency quoted investigators as saying instruments showing incorrect speed could have been partially to blame for the cause of the crash shortly after takeoff. The Dutch foreign minister resigned Tuesday after admitting he lied about attending a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The incident threatened Prime Minister Mark Rutte's precarious four-party coalition government. Japan said its economy grew for the eighth straight quarter in the final 3 months of 2017, representing the longest period of expansion in the world's third biggest economy since the 1980s. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.